By now, everyone's figured out how much multinational corporations really fucking piss me off. Well, I'm here to tell you, we've got weapons, boys and girls. If you're working for a multinational corporation in Canada, the United States, and they're fucking with you, chances are you feel pretty small. Well, what can I do? I'm just one little employee. You know what you can do? You got a weapon. You have one of the most powerful weapons ever designed. It is your charter. Your charter of rights and freedoms. I'm unfamiliar with the American rights and freedoms, but I know about the Canadian ones. If you guys go, look up the Charter of Rights and Freedoms on the internet and drop that motherfucker down, man. Call it up, get a copy delivered to you, and if they're fucking with you at your place of work over trivial bullshit, they want to play the game, go right the fuck ahead. Pull out the charter, because once that puppy hits the table, if you look at the Guarantee of Rights and Freedoms, it overrides any and all laws or orders made. Even provincial laws don't mean fuck all compared to the charter. You can tell people to pound sand directly up their ass and defend it based on your freedom of speech. Provided you don't go too profane, you can probably get away with fucking murder and just keep on quoting that bastard. And if they give you any kind of shit, holy cow, you can own your boss, because his boss on the multinational level is going to have to come down on him hard, because they're going to lose their rights to be in the country. They want to fuck around? Use it. It's the only weapon you have. The next step after that is bringing in the union, because you need a union where you work. If you don't have a union there, get a fucking union. All unions are just a place for dog fuckers. Who told you that? Where did you get that from? It's a fucking lie. It's a total lie. If you don't have a union there, you know what happens? You get fucked. They've almost got the unions drowned out. We gotta rise up. We gotta bring the unions back in. Yeah, sure, some of them are corrupt. Yeah, sure, some of them are a pain in the ass. But you know what? It's the lesser of the two fucking evils. You need a union. Otherwise, well, boys and girls, corporate world is going to happen and we are all going to be screwed. The new world order is going to own it and we won't have any fucking rights. The unions are where it's at. Want some more background on this situation? Don't listen to me. Listen to Noam Chomsky. He's the guy who's got the union thing wrapped up. My name's Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.